a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
Smiles, everybody, smiles. Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast.
Have a cookie.
No,
we have no cookies.
Actually, we do. My buddy Stinky was in town last night. He needed a crash here.
And
Stinky? Remember the chiropractor I used to live with when I first moved to town a million years ago?
If you say so.
Yeah. Well, Stinky was
in town.
Is that
Dr. White Trash?
No, Dr. White Trash was not an actual doctor.
Oh.
Stinky's a chiropractor. But
again. Sorry, Stinky. Does he put up with a lot of that?
I
don't suppose if you're a chiro, mm-hmm. and listen, I've gone to chiros for several years, and
yes.
It's been very beneficial to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing if you're a chiro, you don't go walking around the cocktail party introducing yourself as I'm Dr. Stinky.
Well, here's the thing. We're the only ones that call him Stinky. I don't know that people call him Stinky where he is.
So his receptionist doesn't call him Dr. Stinky.
No, I don't think the receptionist refers to him as Dr. Stinky. I think that's just a thing that we did. Because
mm-hmm.
freshman year up at Loris, he wanted to see how long he could go without showering.
Building up his oils, huh?
Exactly.
Yes, I had a friend who did the same thing. It was something of an annual tradition for him.
Well, Stinky only did it the one time, but it completely
worked.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was...
How long did he go?
I want to say 8 or 9 days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Before he just couldn't bear himself? Or was it you guys pulled the plug on it?
I don't remember how it ended.
You drag him out into the commons and
I don't remember how the decision was made for him.
Hit him
to
with
bathe.
The hose?
Yeah, exactly. We took the...
Just like we did in the 70s.
These poor dorm people are hurting.
And they stink.
Right. So then, Stinky gets in late last night.
But brought cookies.
And he brought an assortment of Wisconsin cookies that are delicious.
Huh.
But we're telling the story about Stinky, and instantly my son goes, I bet I could do more than a week. So now it's like,
well,
the game is on.
You're not building up quite as many oils yet.
Yeah, when you go away, your
time is coming.
When you go away to college, if that's something you choose
you
to do.
You go right ahead and do that,
your business.
Then maybe.
Yeah, but as long as you're here, no thanks. So, have we talked about the Academy Awards and how no one wants to be the host of the Academy Awards?
No.
They tried to get this Kevin Hart to do it.
Maybe they can get Nick Ayers to do it.
No, he didn't want to do it either. That's
people don't want to do anything
you
anymore.
You know, this is the thing. Employment is such right now that everybody that...
Work is dumb, it's stupid,
wants
it
a
sucks.
Job has it. Everybody's working. And there are these employers are hurting.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, chief of staff and Oscar host are two positions that nobody wants.
Why couldn't you fill it with the same person, maybe? You're going to be chief of staff for
mm-hmm.
how long it takes.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And but you also have to host...
For the duration.
For the duration.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But then you also have to host the Academy Awards. I'm sorry.
It was already called the least wanted job in Hollywood, and then Kevin Hart took it. And then people went and looked at his tweets.
But he made some gay jokes?
Yeah. Well, I don't even... This is the thing. If they were jokes, it would be one thing. But the idea...
They weren't jokes.
It was, if my son's gay, I'll kill him.
Mm.
Now, you know...
In what way is that a joke?
Yeah, no, that's not a joke.
Maybe that's what got him in trouble.
My kid wants to play with dolls, and I say, stop that.
So
you're gay. That was his joke.
They removed him then.
Yeah, well, they wanted him to apologize for the tweets.
And he wouldn't do it?
He was like, I've already apologized for this.
Oh.
I've already said that that's who I was then, and that's
and
not
And by the way,
I
you
now.
Don't get the you don't get the deposit back either.
No.
I'm keeping the deposits.
Well, okay, so I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is a job that nobody wants in Hollywood. One, nobody cares about the Oscars.
No.
There are 600 other things you can watch on television. People don't go to the movies like they used to.
No.
Two,
yeah, people-
because nobody cares about the Oscars or watches it, every year the story is that there were fewer viewers this year than last year.
All right.
Now, I don't know that that's necessarily...
Downward trend.
Yeah, it's just people can, Why would you watch the Oscars when you can watch cat videos?
Well, I'm guessing more and more people have no idea. They haven't seen the films. So why would they be invested in anything?
There's that, too. So no matter what you do, when you host the job or when you host the Academy Awards, the story the next morning is going to be that you sucked, right? Because they want someone who's edgy but not too edgy, safe but not too safe. And they want you to host this. You're going to host it. Everyone's going to say you didn't do a good job. And then the story is going to be that the ratings were down. So hosting the Oscars does not do anything to elevate your career.
And then even,
it damages your career.
And even if you do a nice job, you've got Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway screwing it up for you.
Right?
But
this
what are you going to do?
This is the part of the equation, though, that absolutely dumbfounded me. How much do you think they pay? And, you know, they always talk about how the Academy Awards, the biggest night in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think they pay the host of the Academy Awards? What do you think Jimmy Kimmel made as the host of the Academy Awards?
Is it a lower number than you would think?
I'm just asking you to take a guess. What do you think you get paid for? Because keep in mind, you're not just showing up and reading a teleprompter.
No,
you have to help put the thing together. I mentioned there's a lot of work that goes into it.
I'm going to low ball and say $100,000.
Okay, that's your low ball.
That's low ball.
The actual answer, Darren, is $15,000.
Really?
That's what they pay.
Huh.
I wouldn't do it for $15,000. Now, wait a minute.
Yes, I would.
I'll do it.
I'll do it, but I want to sit down the whole time.
I don't want to have to stand.
You know what? I'll do it for $7,000, as long as I can sit at a desk.
Hey, why? Don't undercut me. Sit at a desk.
If I can sit at a desk, I'll do it for $7,000.
$15,000, because their attitude is, you know, it's such an honor to host the awards. Well, if nobody wants to do it, you may need to rethink that.
Yeah.
$15,000?
Do you remember who won the movie last year?
I only know this because I looked it up the other day because I didn't remember.
Yes.
It was The Shape of Water.
That's right. A fish story.
If you had asked me 48 hours ago, I would have struggled to give you that answer. Mm-hmm. And the year before that was, I believe, Moonlight?
Because that's when they screwed things up with La La Land.
See, I couldn't remember La La Land. Yeah. We're watching Netflix. We don't go to the movies anymore.
I get it. I haven't been to a movie in a couple of years.
I was reading another article.
How can I have an opinion?
How about this? Someone is trying to get a groundswell for bring back intermission to the movies. Ooh. We're halfway through the movie. The movie stops for 10 minutes.
Have you ever been to a movie with an intermission? The only one that I can ever think of, the only thing that I've ever had an intermission with was when I was living out in Arizona, and I think it must have been maybe the 50th anniversary of Gone with the Wind.
And they had an intermission.
I thought the movie was over. And I was like, boy, they cut out a lot of those famous scenes.
There was a lot of stuff in the trailer that didn't make it into the movie.
It was a thing where it's like, I thought, 50th anniversary, I should go see that in the theater. And I was just like, bored to tears.
He never even said, I don't give a damn.
No, I never did. When did he say that? Did I nod out and not hear it?
No, it's in the second half of the movie.
It's in the second half of the movie.
I tried to watch Gone with the Wind on TNT, and I couldn't stand it.
Yeah,
it's slow and stupid. And here's the other
pretty
thing,
pretty dry.
And I can't root for Southerners.
No.
You know, if you want to do Gone with the Wind and it's about Yankees and just kicking ass and burning Atlanta, I'll watch the hell out of that movie.
From their perspective.
Right. I have no interest in anyone from the South being portrayed
rising again.
No thanks. Mm-mm. It's good that the Yankees are coming.
Yeah.
It's good that they're killing your buddy Leslie and all of that. Mm. And there's a dude named Leslie, and I was like, all right, I'm out. What? I tried to watch it, and I couldn't.
Not my favorites.
No. I don't understand. I don't know that really holds up. The Gone with the Wind
had an intermission, though.
Yeah, I think Ben-Hur had an intermission. And I think when I watched Lawrence of Arabia, but these were intermissions that were on TV.
Yes,
where I could have just paused the movie at any time I wanted, and gone and take care of what I needed to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is, you know, look, in order for me to go sit through an Avengers movie. I gotta pound a lot of pop to stay awake for that amount of time in chairs that are that comfortable.
So you'd be okay with an intermission in a 90-minute movie?
I think anything that's more than 2 hours and 10 minutes.
You would like an intermission.
Wouldn't
you rather get out of the theater?
Take a whiz?
Huh? Wouldn't you rather just go ahead and get out of the theater?
No, because that drives me nuts, because I sit there and I got a whiz, and then I'm in pain, and then I go and see something, and I think, I probably missed the best part of the movie. And then after I take a mid-movie whiz, I'm thinking, what did I miss? What's going on?
Mm. I can't possibly catch up.
Is Darth Vader, is the Death Star his father now? What's going on?
Who did Jaws eat?
Did Jaws eat anyone while I was gone?
Because I did take a little break during Jaws. Mm. Had that ice cream, had that snow cone that was melting on me.
I watched a little movie the other day on Netflix from 1978 starring Lee Majors, Killer Fish. Mm. Lee Majors and Karen Black.
Nice.
And the idea is they do a diamond heist, and then they
hide him in fish.
They hide him in this lake, and this is down in the Amazon. And the idea is in 60 days, we'll come back and we'll get these diamonds. Mm-hmm. Well, then all the team starts double-crossing each other.
Sure.
Because they try and go get the diamonds.
Yeah.
But the guy who's the ringleader, he put Killer Fish in the lake.
Like you would.
So all these guys are going to try and get the lake, and then it's like, oh, I'm being loved by Killer Fish. Karen Black and Lee Majors, it's a dynamite film.
Did he have any superpowers or bionic powers?
Other than the ability to interpret Margot Hemingway's speech patterns, I don't know that he had any super...
I always had a thing for her.
Yeah, I could see why.
She was different.
She plays this sexy model who's down in the Amazon on an exotic photo shoot.
Yeah, she was different.
Yeah. Yeah. How did it end for her?
Not good.
Did she end up offing herself?
I don't know if... Maybe accidentally?
Like...
Did she overdose?
OD, or
yeah,
was she train spotting? What was she doing?
No, I don't think she was train
spotting. Jumping off trains? What happened to that Margot Hemingway?
She might have overdosed.
I feel like she offed herself, because they have a way of doing that. Well, that family, they've got a certain thing.
Very dramatic.
They're really
We
get it. Hey, Kathy Lee Gifford saying that she's done with the Today Show.
Okay. So
she says her time on the Today Show is coming to a close on April 7th.
Is Regis back in?
Well, I don't know. Kathy Lee Gifford, have you seen her lately?
No.
She looks fantastic.
Does she?
Yeah.
Well,
she's got to be in her late 60s, right?
Frank's gone.
Is that what it is?
Probably early 60s.
How old do you think Kathy Lee Gifford is?
63.
No, you're usually very good at this. I'm going to say she's 65. You're probably right, though.
Right in there.
Kathy Lee Gifford is, in fact, 65 years old.
65.
Born on August 16th, 1953, in Paris, France. Oui, Kathy Lee. So she's 65 years old.
Well, the kids are out of the house. She doesn't have Frank around anymore.
Mm.
She's making it happen. She's seeing somebody?
I don't know if
anything
she is.
Anything publicly? Or?
I don't know that she is. Margot Hemingway died suicide by drug overdose at the age of 42 in 1996. Okay. Kathy Lee Gifford saying...
1996?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Man, it's going to be like the year 2525 pretty soon.
if man is still alive.
Well, I can't promise you that.
She says she's had a lot of fun. It'll be her 11th anniversary of doing the Hoda Kotb Kathy Lee Show, and she says, look, I've just got too much going
she
on.
Won't hang, so when is she quitting? Is she going to hang around for Halloween
till
next
April.
Year?
No, she won't be there.
She won't be there for the dress-up?
No. No. Now, here's the thing. I hope this means she's going to do another awful Broadway musical.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember how terrific that was?
Oh, my Lord.
What was that? What was the name of that one?
Oh, like, what was it?
Seduction or Abduction or what the hell was that thing called?
Just the worst thing ever.
It was just about some Christian missionary.
Yeah,
it was bad.
The worst reviewed thing ever. Right. Anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere.
People were not even, like, polite about
no.
it. It was just... This thing is bad, and you're bad for doing
was
it.
Constantly having people on the show, and they were singing her song, her very
well, then
stilted,
there was,
obvious lyrics.
There was Saving Amy was the musical about an evangelist, Amy McPherson. They did a thing on the old Today Show, and Darren
that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, Saving Amy.
Saving Amy was the name of
that her? Was the name
I
of
thought
it.
Her name of her show was like one word.
Oh, no, wait. They changed the name.
Yes.
Yes. They changed the name from Saving Amy to Scandalous.
That's right.
The Life and Trials of Amy Semple McPherson.
Oh, brother.
Oh, Scandalous. But Darren and I used to live
what
back
day
in the
was
day.
It? Like the first Thursday of the month or
the
something?
First Thursday of the month, they would do this thing on the Today Show, and it was as good as TV gets. Mm-hmm. And the idea was
some sad sack.
They would have some hard luck case on.
Yeah.
And Kathy Lee would write a song
about their trials and tribulations.
And it was called Everybody's Got a Story. So Kathy Lee would write. So it would be like a story where. The best, and the one that I remember, you and I couldn't breathe. We were laughing so hard. This guy was working as a lineman for the county,
mm-hmm.
and somehow there was an accident at work. He grabbed the live wire.
And he got electrocuted.
And he got electrocuted, melted his body, fused his hands shut, and he's in a wheelchair
a
now.
Horrible story.
Yeah.
But Kathy Lee's going to make it all better.
Kathy Lee would have like some artist sing the song that she wrote.
Yeah.
And then, so these queens for a day would sit there when they were talking about, you know, well, there was a car accident and everyone in my family plunged into the river. All right, well, Kathy Lee's going to write a song about that.
Uh-huh.
Sit here. We want you and Kathy to be on
and
the
I'm,
couch.
And I'm just going to sit right next to you and watch your reaction to all my lyrics.
What a blessing my song is for you in this moment of need.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best because it was like, God had a plan. He took my hand. He took my hands. It was the best. Well, Kathy Lee Gifford announcing that she's got other things to do.
See.
Mm-hmm. Best of luck to you.
Sure she does.
Sure, we should probably do the top five things,
Let's
huh?
Let's do it.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Hello there.
Is this our 800th show?
I don't know. Is it?
It might be. Let me check on that.
What's with the, before we get to the top five,
mm-hmm.
What's with the Hall of Fame?
What do you mean, Harold
Baseball
Baines?
Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, you're the one that works in baseball. You tell me.
Harold Baines got into the Hall of Fame?
Harold Baines is a very good baseball player.
A Hall of Famer?
Is he in the Hall of Fame? Then the answer is yes.
But who voted him in?
The Veterans Committee. Same with Lee Smith.
Huh.
Yeah, they do that.
So they get voted in at a different time of year than the other people?
I think so, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I could see if he was like in the Sleepy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
People.
Harold Baines is a very, very good baseball player. And you're asking me if he's a Hall of Famer. And my answer is he's in the Hall of Fame. I know what you want me to say. I'm not going to say it. I'm thrilled that Harold Baines is going in, and probably as a White Sox, right? So, imagine he'd be a member of the White Sox and the.
So damn tired.
Does Lee Smith wear the Cubs hat for the induction, or or the Cardinals hat?
Oh, I think Cubs.
Okay, well, they don't let the players decide that anymore.
Oh, they don't.
No,
No,
you can make Wade Boggs for that.
Ah,
you know that story? Wade Boggs signed with the Tampa Bay Rays, the Devil Rays. He did a deal with his contract. He's like. Give me an extra $50,000 and I'll wear that hat for the Hall of Fame. What do you think of that?
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you, Wade Boggs.
This space.
Negotiate.
Now shave those sideburns. Top five things.
The top five things brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home, 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. And right now, they are open every day with extended hours until Christmas. Saw the ladies today. They're climbing in the submarine, and they won't come out until it's Christmas Eve.
Mm.
When they lock the doors at Christmas Eve.
Mm.
Until then, you can stop by and check out what they have going on at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Again, 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. They offer free cleanings, inspections, stop in, and experience their impeccable customer service. Also, while they have their sale going on with those extended hours up until Christmas, they have items up to 50% off. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com. Mention Nacho Radio, and with your purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And again,
Say
thanks.
That.
Thanks to James for having us out last Saturday, and thanks for all of you who stopped by. Home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. He's also got a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. As he mentioned, he's got a Capriati's food truck coming very, very soon, and we have more details on that. We'll let you know where they're going to be. They're open 7 days a week. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. They're fresh cut deli meats and cheeses. And don't forget to get your Capriati's gift cards right now. When you spend $25 on Capriati's gift cards, you get $5 back in cap cash.
We need to talk about Nick the Internet Pizza Guy.
Yeah.
Because that was the thing that
Christmas miracle.
Right. So on the last show, Nick the Internet Pizza Guy, and he sent an email here, but I'm having trouble.
He bought us meatball bars.
Yeah. He sent an email here. Hope you guys weren't offended. It was just my way of saying thanks from all the turtles that can't. This world would be a far darker place without you in it. And the look on
Not Darren, far darker.
A little
darker. Darker. A little darker.
And the look on Darren's face was priceless. Well, yeah, you gave a little boy what he's wanted for Christmas for years, Nick.
I don't know that I've ever got that.
A meatball bar?
Well, certainly that, but exactly what I wanted on Christmas.
Like in your whole life.
Yeah.
It's the best Christmas ever.
This is the best thing. This the only thing that's even come close to it is when I got the little toy pinball machine.
Okay. When was that?
74? 73?
He says, the look on Darren's face was priceless. You thought you were getting Santa Claus. Instead, you got a fat bearded guy named Nick with a couple of gifts. We call you Saint Nick, the Internet Pizza
that's
Guy.
Right.
That's what we call you. Yeah, Nick, that was ridiculous. So completely unnecessary, but... I think,
but appreciated.
I think what I'm going to do with mine is at some point have some sort of meatball party with when the food truck is out. Do some sort of like, let's hook up somewhere and eat meatballs.
Yeah.
I think that's the plan right now.
We'll catch meatballs in our mouths.
Hashtag subject to change.
We'll do a meatball toss.
I like, well.
But here's the thing. If they hit the ground, you're still eating them.
5 second rule. Yeah.
Number one.
Still eat them.
One.
Number one. Yeah, Nick the Internet Pizza Guy didn't get us these meatballs so you guys could
just waste them.
Right?
No.
That's not.
We're not wasting them.
That's not how we roll here. Number one on the top five things. I'm having trouble opening this darn thing. Why won't you work? It's a great story because it's this guy who, I'm going to go ahead and quit this. We might have to do the noises by ourselves.
I can't
today.
Quit you. I want to kiss you.
This computer.
Number one.
This computer is struggling.
Is that what you want? Number one.
Number one on the top five things. This guy. You know, we're big fans of Sprite here on the podcast.
Yes, prefab Sprite.
Yes, and this is the most prefab Sprite of all time. Westford, Vermont. This guy decided to retaliate against his enemies.
I love it.
In the most hilarious way. Years ago, he wanted to build an 8,000 square foot garage.
That's a big one.
His plan was he was going to move his truck repair and monofilament recycling business to his own property rather than having to work in the nearby town of Swanton, Vermont.
Now, is it zoned for that?
Well, the Westford Select Board and Development Review Board blocked him from getting the permit that he wanted.
You're saying you're blocking me?
Yes. They've been blocking him, and this is something he's been fighting for a decade now. He kept saying, I want to do this, and the town leader said no, and you can't do it. And he was like, I really want to do this. They said no. Why they denied him, we don't know. But finally, he decided he'd had enough.
Mm-hmm.
He's 54 years old. He's
that's a fun age.
Adequately disgruntled.
Uh-huh.
He decided it's time to show this town what I think of it. So he commissioned a piece of art. A giant statue of a giant middle finger. Monument was constructed out of a 700-pound block of pine. He put it on top of a 16-foot pole. Total cost, $4,000 for a giant middle finger.
I've got a friend who's got a relatively large fire pit in his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
That if you view from above... It's a middle finger.
That's fantastic. He says, I've been put through the ringer by these people, and it's just not right. I haven't been treated fairly at all. I was sitting in a bar, and I said to my wife, hey, I want to get a statue made of a middle finger, and I'm going to put it up on the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they wanted to force him to take it down, but here's the thing. You know, you can't have...
It's art.
You can't have billboards in town there.
Yeah.
But a giant middle finger is not advertising a business.
Uh-huh.
It falls under the category of public art. So it's protected by free speech.
There you go.
When he was told by his lawyer, yeah, they can't take it down because it's free speech, his reaction was, quote, "That's the most wonderful thing I've ever been told in my life." This massive middle finger. I mean, look at this thing. This is...
Was it like the big fist in Detroit?
Yeah, except it's a you know, a giant block of pine. And he went the extra mile, too. I think this is great. So he's got it up on this post, and he's got a light on it. So at night, it's just a big, giant, so glowing middle finger.
Did he make it?
He commissioned it.
Oh, he commissioned
for $4,000.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He wants everyone in town to know the middle finger is just for the people who crossed him, not the entire town.
No, not everybody.
He says, "It was critical to me to make sure that my neighbors and the people who live in this town understood that I didn't put up there for them. It's aimed
directly..." How are the neighbors liking it, by the way?
Wouldn't you love it? Wouldn't you just love it?
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
No, no. I was putting the show together.
It'd be easy to tell people where you live. You got an address? You're not going to need an address.
Just look for the giant middle finger.
I'm right next door.
Putting the show together earlier this afternoon, and the boy comes in. He's like, "What's that?"
Ah.
I'm like, "Oh, it's a middle finger." He's like, "What's that about?" I'm like,
"What do you mean that's about? You don't know what that's about?"
I go, "You seriously don't know what that's about?" He's like, "Yeah, that's the F word."
Yeah.
So then he does it to me instantly. Like, instantly.
Of course.
Like, as soon as I say that means the F word, he's
that.
Like, "What do you think of this then?"
I love that.
Yeah, I'm like, "Yeah, okay."
Shocker.
In the house, that's fine. But now I'm nervous he's going to do it at school, and it's going to be my fault.
Don't do it at school.
The podcast is going to get us all
in trouble.
Don't do it at
school. You know
what I'm saying? Two.
Oh, looks like that's working again. Okay, number two on the top five things. This next one, and I have some confirmation here, by the way. This is, in fact, Darren.
Hmm.
Not counting podcasts that we've done for patrons.
Uh-huh.
This is our 800th regular show.
Hmm.
Show number 800.
Huh.
We did it, everybody.
Now, no one's ever...
We did it.
No one's ever hit 800 home runs, right?
No.
Not even in Japan.
The Empire of Japan. I don't think so.
Hmm. Then that is quite a record.
We did it, everybody.
That is quite a record.
We did it. 800 shows as of today. And it thinks... in large part to all of you for listening to the podcast.
Still listening to it.
What would you have said if I told you when we started this thing 4+ years ago, we'd have 800 episodes under our belt?
I don't know what I would have thought. I don't know what that means. Don't know what that means.
I still don't know.
I don't. It's like being on Larry King. Mm-hmm. Someday you'll be on Larry King. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Don't know what that's about.
What
sort of tragedy did I witness, or what sort of
number two?
What sort of splaining do I have?
This story comes to us from Florida. The mugshot on this guy is the absolute, like, when I do the morbidly obese guy.
Mm-hmm. This is who he is.
This is who I'm thinking of in my head.
This is the guy he's a 600-pound gentleman.
Yeah, that kind of looks like him.
And he's 600 pounds. He got arrested for scamming restaurants, offered a plea deal, because prosecutors discovered it would be too expensive to incarcerate him.
Huh.
He's too fat for jail.
George.
I wonder if he knew that.
George Joliacure is infamous for ordering food and then complaining about the quality and refusing to pay after he eats it.
Nice.
He once devoured 5 milkshakes before finding a hair in the shake and refusing to pay.
The first 4 shakes were fantastic, but this one has a hair and I refuse to pay.
What does 5 milkshakes do to you?
Well, it makes you 600 pounds.
Well, yeah, but wouldn't you just also be just like rolling around with some sort of horrible lactic cramp?
I would
some sort of lactose cramp.
Ah, that's so good.
He was arrested after downing nearly $50 worth of beef jerky from a 7-Eleven.
Wait a minute, then
claiming the last few scraps were moldy.
You don't eat it there at the 7-Eleven.
Is it self-serve? Wait a minute. The last piece had a little bit of mold on it.
Like, that would have stopped you.
You'll never take me alive.
He said on his way to prison, quote,
"The beef jerky got me."
End quote.
So he admits it. What is the plea deal?
Charged with 5 counts of felony petty theft, he became sick and bedridden. He now lives in a nursing facility and relies on a respirator to breathe.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, too fat for jail. Prosecutors discovered
too fat for prime time.
I mean, so if you can put him in jail, but you're going to have to foot the bill for his medical care.
And you're going to need a much, much stronger cot.
The assistant state attorney there in Florida says, quote, "He's in his prison cell. He's not getting out of that bed." I don't suppose he is. This mugshot is, I mean, it's exactly who you, it looks exactly like who you, like who, this guy, this is me. It was the beef jerky. Look at me.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School.
Yeah.
Get one of their holiday hot chocolates while they last.
What's your name, fat body?
And for the coffee and tea drinker in your family, make sure you pick up some East Moline Coffee Company gift cards. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages.
I'm also packed full of fruits and nuts.
and oxen.
Loose. If I'm being honest, a little bit of molded jerky.
I'm a little bit country ham and a little bit jelly roll. Loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast.
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
Oh. Zing of the Day, brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Oh, they're marvelous.
Where you can get biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmolecoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today or get a patronship for the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things fan in your family, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com.
We make great stocking stuffers.
Yes. For the person with the questionable taste in your family.
What do you get for the man who needs nothing? Us.
And it's a little weird. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriati's Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Make sure that you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Like them on Facebook. And when you're there, of course, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And don't forget the gift cards, because everybody loves Capriati's gift cards. And right now, if you purchase $25 in Capriati's gift cards, you get $5 back in Cap Cash.
Number three. A Irish woman who married a ghost of a 300-year-old pirate says they've broken up. Amanda Teague married a Haitian pirate. A ghost of a Haitian pirate, I should say. His name is Jack, and they got married. She married this ghost, a 300-year-old pirate ghost. She says it didn't work out. The wedding to her soulmate took place on board a boat in international waters off the Irish coast.
Mm-hmm.
The couple called it a day after less than a year.
Make it to a year.
No. No. Do we have one of the fights that she had with the pirate on tape?
It takes for nothing.
She says, "So I feel it's time to let everybody know that my marriage is over. I will explain all in due course."
And I'm not returning the wedding gifts either.
You know what?
Do you have to return the wedding gifts if the wedding doesn't, what's the protocol on that? If your marriage doesn't make it a year, do you have to return the gifts?
Is that a thing? I think I read that somewhere.
Should be a thing, maybe.
Or is it you have a year to give someone?
No, you have a year to give a gift.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if you don't make it a year, you should have to probably give the stuff back.
You know what I would do if I got invited to this wedding? I'd show up with nothing and say, "I got you the ghost of a blender. Why don't you enjoy that? That's for your husband to enjoy.
Uh-huh.
He can He'll make you like some it. Ghost drinks.
He knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Here's a ghost gift certificate to Ghostland. Knock yourself out. This is what she said on social media. Quote, "So I feel it's time to let everyone know that my marriage is over." She says, "I will explain all in due course, but for now, all I want to say is be very careful when dabbling in spirituality. It's not something to mess with.
Not for everybody."
So this is a woman, by the way, who had spent thousands and thousands of dollars so she could look like Captain Jack Sparrow from the Pirates of the Caribbean
movies. I'm guessing she gave him the name.
Yeah. Oh, and I married Jack.
Oh, did you?
We're very married and very much in love.
Thanks for nothing.
Number four.
This is a story about a Christmas pageant where things get kind of weird.
Kind of early for a Christmas pageant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about that time.
Right there? Yeah. We're in the sweet spot for Christmas pageant. When's the Christmas...
Owen's big thing?
Yes.
Friday.
Oh, okay. So right there.
The winter program. Can't say Christmas.
So are there... Is it just songs?
There's some dancing this year.
Any, like, gymnastics or anything?
Not that I'm aware of. I'll have a full review for you on Monday. And I'll tell you this. I'm not going to pull any punches.
God, I hope he doesn't flip you off at the winter program.
That would be great.
Son of a...
What did I say? I said not at school.
This isn't really technically at school.
No, we did it. We do the pageant at the high school. What?
It's not my school.
I don't go here. Mortified mom sent her 5-year-old to school for the nativity play with a shepherd costume that she bought on Amazon.
Does he go to a different school next year?
No.
Does he go to middle school next year?
Not next year, no.
2 more years?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the...
I'll save it till then.
Bide my time.
I'll keep my powder dry.
She sends her kid, he's 5, to the nativity play with a shepherd costume that she bought online from Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Whether or not she used the Nacho Radio link, I don't know, but it's so vital that you do this time of year more than ever. Go to nachoradio.com, use the link, and it doesn't cost you any more to buy anything from Amazon. We just get a little taste of your shepherd costume or what have you.
We're just reminding you that they exist.
She bought this costume for $21.65 for the school nativity play. And he was thrilled because it came with a free blow-up sheep.
Oh! Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Signed by Gene Wilder.
Well, it turns out the mom was puzzled when the teacher said, you got to take this sheep home. We're not having this sheep in the play.
Is it anatomically correct?
Mom blew up the sheep and found it had a huge hole in its butt, as well as red lips and eyelashes.
That's the way they produced it?
I guess this is like a gag for like bachelor parties.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like bachelor party night.
Bachelor party sheep.
That's what it's called. Stag night bonking sheep.
Uh-huh.
And then she's trying to figure out a way, because the kid really likes the sheep. And she says, I just can't believe this. She says, I have
no... Still, she's fighting it?
Well, I mean, there's a picture of the little kid... Honestly, I mean, it just looks like a sheep, other
if
than
you
the
were,
fact that
yes,
it's got a butthole, for whatever reason. She says, I asked, why'd you
Does
bring the sheep
Does the butthole
home?
Have lipstick and eyelashes?
And the picture is this kid dressed in, and he's got like a robe on, a dish towel on his head with a rubber band.
Yes.
And now, now this picture of the sheep.
Hey. Sheep ain't cheap.
With big eyelashes and lipstick on its face. So now Amazon has said, "Oh yeah, we shouldn't have."
Shouldn't have what? That's what you ordered.
She said, "I told him you can't have this sheep." He kept asking why, so I had to make up a reason. I told him it didn't look like a proper sheep because it had a mustache, red lipstick, and a bow on its head. But he still wanted to play with it. I couldn't think of any more reasons why he couldn't.
Well, you can play with it at home.
Well, apparently. She's trying to figure out a way to get the sheep back without any awkward explanations. And apparently, the kid spends a lot of time, he's 5, just shoving Legos in the thing's butt.
Well, just pop the thing, then.
he's got an attachment to this sheep.
Get him a different sheep.
5.
Get him a real sheep.
Number 5. And when you do, please use the Nacho Radio link. That would be great. Finally, cockroaches. This is what they're using in China now. Millions of cockroaches being set loose to eat garbage. Millions of cockroaches, they take them into urban waste disposal units. The cockroaches love it, and they just sit and they eat all the garbage. So they put all these cockroaches in the landfills because these cities in China are generating more food waste than they can get rid of. And the cockroaches get rid of these hills of food scraps.
Yeah.
And then they take the cockroaches and they feed the cockroaches to livestock.
Huh.
And some of them in China say that eating cockroaches is a cure for stomach illness and also beauty treatments. So this is a job in China.
Even after 5 milkshakes.
Ow! There's a cockroach in my Chinese food. I shan't pay for this.
I think that's going to do it for our 800th episode of Dave and Darren's Top 5
The
Things.
Podcast has been originate from the
tasty
Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. And again, don't forget the gift cards. Spend $25 on them. You'll get $5 back in cap cash.
How'd you do in Cover 5? I thought you were doing okay last time I checked.
I had a better week than I've had in quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it good enough to make any noise for the season?
Not yet.
Would have got 3 weeks left?
Yeah, it's...
Buddy boy, if the Bears beat the Packers,
yeah,
they win the division.
I know it.
Isn't that something else?
I know it.
They'll win the division outright if they can just
Yeah, did you watch the game on Sunday?
I stayed up as late as I could. I missed the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I missed the fourth
good.
Quarter. Yeah?
It was, I mean, defense looked good.
Well, before we leave, we want to make sure we recognize the top five in our cover five. Right now, I'm in 87th place.
I think I might be like
negative 36 points.
In the top 30 or 33rd or something. But yeah, this was the first week in a while that I did anything.
Tigger Jim is in fifth place with 182 points.
Easy now.
In fourth place, it's PPG with 201 and a half points. Mac Attack still hanging out there.
Yeah.
In third place, 206 and a half points. Floppy 32, 231 and a half points. And your leader right now, your point leader, yeah. Dr. Sergeant Pepper.
Still.
260 points.
All right, excellent. The heat is on.
Who's going to take on this Dr. Sergeant Pepper? Who's going to stop the rain? That's what I wonder. Still, I wonder. When are we doing another one of these shows?
We're back tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll see you then. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, Kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Great show, everybody. Great show.